It blindsided most Wisconsin political observers, including UW political scientist Charles Franklin.
Well, I think so, because it sure surprised me.
Doyle's mid-August announcement caught people off guard because his re-election campaign was proceeding with fundraising, giving every indication a third-term effort was in the works.
Plus, it was widely believed that Doyle wanted to be a three-term or even a four-term governor, but that had been a long lifetime ambition of his. To equal Tommy Thompson, at least.
Even though Doyle had not officially announced a third term, Franklin says the governor's claim that he'd always assumed he'd leave after two terms seemed hard to believe.
Keeping that campaign running and fully up to speed, literally until the day he dropped out, I think that makes it very hard to believe they had a long-term plan for him to drop out.
Doyle's decision seemed to leave Democrats in disarray, at least for the short term. Congressman Ron Kind took a pass, Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton dropped out, and it wasn't until November that Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett announced his candidacy. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.